Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, only you, Jesus. Welcome to this Saturday's God Got This, God Got Us. And this is your hostess, Pastor Katisa. We just give God praise. We uplift him and we are thankful. And that you have joined us. Amen. So glory be unto God on today. Let us have some prayer and we have some encouragement on today. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your people. Thank you for your youth. God, you said don't stop the youth, don't stop the children from coming unto you. And so we want to encourage their faith, build up their faith right now, God, and to give you glory, to give you praise. Oh, God, you are mighty. Oh, God, you are awesome. You're magnificent, and so we thank you, we praise you for this glorious time and for today. Truly, we are blessed. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and praise God, amen. So our encouragement today, we know that we're coming to the end of really a school year, and May always has its graduations and different things are happening in these last couple of months of the school year, proms, graduations. So these are endings. But whenever there is an ending, there is a new beginning as well. And so I want to talk about and just encourage you, because you'll go through life and there'll be other endings, but there'll also be new beginnings. And we're really kind of looking forward to, we should all, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, young person, there is a new beginning that will take place, and it will be forever and ever, to never end. And then that's when we're going to be with God. He says this in Revelation 21. He says, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. Verse 2 says, I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. Verse 3 says, and I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. In verse 4, he says this, continuing, He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. So there's going to be an ending of how things are right now as we know them. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, because this earth and the heavens are going to pass away. The thing that, not to focus on the ending, don't focus on the ending of what we know now. You think, oh, I like what's happening now. I like my life. And graduating school, graduating maybe high school, you're graduating college. You're on your way to other new beginnings. But don't focus on the ending. Focus on what's going to be new. So what God says, there's going to be a new place for us, for all the believers in Christ. It's called the New Jerusalem. It's coming from God. It's coming from heaven. And he says, he told us to look. That he is going to be with us. Right now, just got through teaching some kids about faith. We know God exists, but we're not actually in his physical presence every day. We can feel his presence. We know he's with us everywhere. We know, because God is all places at all times, but there is going to be a location, like his location is in heaven right now. Jesus' location is in heaven, and we know that by faith. But this verse says here in Revelation 21 that God himself will be with us. He will be with us. He'll be our God. And so his dwelling place, like it is in heaven right now, is going to be with us. We're going to be with him. And everything that was old has ended at that time. And then everything is going to be made new. He says, I am making everything new. Okay, so take that with you. That, okay, because sometimes you feel lost. I know when I graduated high school, I felt lost. I wondered, okay, what's the next steps? I thought I had a plan. The plan was pretty faulty, actually, and I should have maybe listened to some advice from some other people, you know. But listen, just know you can call on God on your endings, this ending of a school year. It might be other endings in your life that's happening right now. You say, God, how are you going to make things new out of this situation? What is the next new that you have for me right now? I know in the future I'm going to be with you forever. You have something all planned out. You got that all taken care of. You got that. You got us. Right now, show me, teach me, guide me. And listen, that's the best questions God wants you to ask. What is next? What do I go? Where do I go from here? What's the new beginning? So I want to encourage you and stop by and encourage you in that today, because there are going to be others, the other endings and the new beginnings. And we just need to call on God. God, what is next? What do you have? And God will talk to us. God will speak to us. And he does it, you know, with no issues. He does it with and giving us peace and giving us, you know, just everything that we need to go forward, to move ahead. And we can say, well, God's got this. God's got us. So we can say with a smile, we can walk around confident in God, not confident in ourselves, but when you have confidence that everything's going to be okay because God has got you in his hands. Nobody can take you out. Nobody can take you away from him. He has you always on his mind. And the psalmist said that. There's a scripture that says, you know, if I could count the number of thoughts that you have or you think toward me, God. And God is always thinking. He always has this plan in mind, a plan to prosper you and I and not to harm us, plans to give us a hope and a future. Amen. So I hope you were encouraged today, that you know that in every ending, God has a new beginning plan. He's orchestrating your life. He is arranging your life. He's allowing you to meet people and new people in your life that will encourage you, give you strength, that you can press forward and keep going on. Be blessed. Go with God. Have an awesome rest of your weekend. Amen.
My portion.